Is there a desire in you to not just attend revival, but live in revival? Welcome to the Revival Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Isaiah Saldivar. I've been in revival for the last 10 years, as well as traveling and being a part of many revivals throughout the United States. I'm going to be sharing with you how to live a radical lifestyle of revival on a daily basis. Let me load up my Facebook. Oh, of course, the chat isn't working. Why would it work? Oh, I have something on my glasses. Why did I say glasses like that? I was like, glasses. Okay, here we go. Professor Isaiah is here. Let me share this on my personal Facebook page because you guys know I'm banned on Facebook and I cry about it every single week. But let me post this here. Save. Is it going to let me? Can I see you guys? Can I hear you guys? Can you hear me? Can you see me? There we go. I see you guys in the chat. Welcome to the broadcast. Again, sorry I'm late. I typed in the wrong stream key. I just got home a few minutes ago from doing a deliverance. You know what's crazy? Every time I do deliverance, I'm amazed on how real it is, how good God is, and how amazing it is to see people set free. It's such a beautiful thing to see people set free and delivered. And so, yeah, I just got back from doing a deliverance. It's still going, but I was there for a few hours, and it's just amazing. If you have never prayed for someone to be delivered, you're missing out. If you've never been delivered, you're missing out. Every Christian should go through it, even if you don't need it. Just see if anything's there, and if not, praise the Lord. But today, we're doing our call and question, episode 70. This Saturday, I'll be in Antioch, California. Info's on my website. March 3rd, I'll be preaching at my home church of Life Song. That's going to be an amazing time for five services. Info's on my website. And then I have a couple more dates I'll announce later. But this is our question and answer stream. We do this once a week for about an hour where you can call me on Zoom. You can use your phone, but it's through Zoom. And you can ask me a question. So do me a huge favor and type one in the chat because we're asking one question each person. One question. Please, I'm not trying to be rude, but don't get on and tell your whole life story. Please don't get on and promote your prophetic album that just came out. Please don't get on and go on and on about a dream you had and ask me to interpret it. This is a question and answer. I would love to hear how you found out about the ministry and stuff like that. Excuse me. But please don't go on and on and on because there's a lot of people waiting. And I think last week we only got through five people. So we may get through more. We may get through less. I don't know. I'm going for quality over quantity, but we'll see. And then at 1:30 p.m. after the stream, we have our monthly partner weekly prayer meeting. You guys see how I did that there? I'm getting it down. Monthly partner, weekly prayer meeting. And actually, I'm so inspired by doing deliverance today that we're going to do deliverance. So Jared will be on there with us. Me and Jared are going to be praying for deliverance over our monthly partners. If you are a monthly partner, please make sure you join that. You can go to the YouTube community tab if you're a monthly partner and see the meeting ID and password. Or you can sign up on my website, isaiahsaldivar.com/partner, and you'll get an email from me today with the ID, and that meeting ID is permanent. So you just remember, save it on your phone, same password, same meeting ID forever, and we're going to pray together at 1:30. And as I've said before, these are my favorite meetings of the entire week as far as my live content, because we get to pray together, I get to know you guys, and I'm working really hard to do these every single week. So last week I was in a hotel, but we still did it. We're going to work hard to do it every single week and be consistent. One big thing I'm trying to really work on this year is just continuing to be consistent with the streams, with the uploads, with the posts, and all that good stuff. Okay, so here we go. You guys have a 10-second warning, 15-second warning. I'm about to put the meeting ID and number on screen. Here's how this works. If you're in the United States, then you're going to call the phone number. So if I'm in the US, call the phone number and then type in the meeting ID on my phone. If I'm outside the United States, which would be Canada is outside the United States, then I'm going to go on my Zoom app and then type in the meeting ID and you'll end up in the waiting room. There's no password. So outside the US, join on the Zoom app. So load up your Zoom app right now. You can do it on your phone, on the computer. If you're in the US, call the phone number and then type in the meeting ID when they prompt you and you'll be in the call. Okay? It's going to be a great time. Let's talk supernatural. 10-second countdown here and we're going to get started. And when the lines get full, I lock it and the lines are full. If it says lines are full, that means the lines are full. There's no more callers. I can't take any more calls. I'm only one person. I know I have four eyes, but I only have two ears and one mouth. So, you know, I'm going to answer your guys' questions the best I can, but hey, it is what it is. So are you guys ready? Mike Signorelli, what's up, bro? I love you, man. Someone said, hey, I have a ton of questions for Isaiah. How can I reach him for a personal meeting? Mike, stop that, bro. You literally could call me, text me anytime. I love you, bro. Thanks for being here. By the way, Mike Signorelli has streams every single day. And you guys should check those out. Him and his wife have awesome streams. I love tuning into those where they cover what's going on in the news, what's going on in the world, what's going on in the church. So there's your little shout out to him going live every day. That's no joke, but I appreciate you, man. I know it's a lot of work. Okay, here we go. Let's talk supernatural. There's the number. It's on screen. The number is 1-669-900-9128. And there's the meeting ID. There's the meeting ID. So call in, call in, call in. I am holding the lock button. I'm holding the lock button like a newborn baby because the moment it gets full, I'm going to lock it. So we're going to see if I typed in the right meeting ID. Oh, I did. Okay, people are coming in. Holding my finger on the lock button. I'm going to let a couple people in and then I'm going to lock it. And if we get it through everybody, we'll reopen it, which, spoiler alert, in 70 episodes, we've only reopened it once. So don't get your hopes up too much. All right, and if you called in and got through last week, don't get call in again today. Give someone else a chance. All right, I'm waiting for the phone callers. Zoom people are in. No more Zoom people. Phone callers coming in. Here we go. Here we go. One more. Okay. We're locking it. It's locked. It's locked. It's locked. If I don't get to you, I'm sorry. I pick the people randomly who I answer. So it's locked now. Please don't take it personal and stop following me and cancel your partnership because I didn't answer your call first. I apologize. It's random and it is what it is. Okay. I should probably turn the audio on for the desktop. Here we go. Let's talk supernatural. And whenever I take your call, please meet me in the background and then be attentive. I know sometimes people wait an hour to get on, but if you can mute me, that would be helpful. Here we go. Thank you so much for calling in. Please let me know your name and where you're calling in from.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello. Oh, yes, I can hear you. Sorry, I didn't expect to get in so soon. So my name is Dan from California.
How are you?
I'm doing really good, thank you. So I'll just get straight to the point. I was reading this verse in 1 John, and it says that there's a sin that does not lead to death. So I was wondering what your take on that was.
I'm having a really hard time hearing you. Are you on speakerphone by chance?
No, I'm on my AirPods.
Oh, okay, that sounds a little bit better. It was real staticky. Say that one more time.
So there's a verse on 1 John, and he mentions a sin that does not lead to death. And I was wondering what your take on that was.
Do you know the exact verse? Let me look it up.
1 John 5:16-17.
Okay, let me look this up. 1 John 5:15-17?
16 and 17. It mentions 16. He says that there's a sin that leads to death. I'm not saying that you should pray about that. There is a sin that does not lead to death, is what he says.
Okay, so it says, verse 13, I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God so that you might know you have eternal life. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything, he hears us. And then verse 15 says, if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have it because we asked of him. Verse 16, if you see any brother or sister commit a sin that does not lead to death, you should pray and God will give them life. I refer to those whose sin does not lead to death. There's a sin that leads to death. I'm not saying you should pray about that. I'm not sure, to be honest with you. I've never looked into this. Let me see. Maybe somebody in the chat has a revelation on this, but let me see if I can find something. If any brother commits a sin. Okay. Okay, so they said, we find an example of sin that leads to death in Acts 5. Ananias and Sapphira in Acts 5 lied to the Holy Spirit and they died as a result. Paul mentions another example of sin that leads to death in 1 Corinthians 11:30. Some who were abusing the Lord's Supper had become sick and died. Okay, so what it's saying is in Acts 5, when Ananias lied to the Holy Spirit and Sapphira, they died. So that sin led them to death. And then in 1 Corinthians 11:30, when they were abusing communion and the Lord's Supper, they were dying from sickness because they were abusing the Lord's Supper. So those are the two only instances in the Bible, in the New Testament, where there was a sin that led to death. And so what he's saying is, these are sins we know of. There could be more. We don't know. And I'll just say this. There could be people that are dying that we think are dying from natural illnesses or sicknesses, but actually they're dying from sin that's leading to that sickness. So that could be the case even right now. We just don't know those exactly. And when people die, we just think, oh, they died. So if somebody dies in a car accident or if somebody dies of cancer or somebody dies of a heart attack or a stroke, we all think, oh, they just died. That's like what we assume. But we don't know always the underlying cause of that. Let me just give you an example. I won't mention his name, but there is a preacher that I believe is extremely wicked, extremely abusive, and demonic, right? He was preaching in the name of God, but I believe he was a complete minister of Satan. That preacher died at a young age, a younger age than he should have, of a heart attack right after a service. Now, I'm not saying God killed him, but my point is it possible he was sinning and that sin led to death? Maybe. We don't know, because we know in Acts 5, Ananias and Sapphira lied and got killed. We know in 1 Corinthians 11:30, Paul says these people are abusing communion and they died. So it's possible that his heart attack was actually a result of him being in sin and abusing people, and then he died. So that's my thought on it. And when it happened, I didn't know anything about the guy at the time, but I thought, man, I wonder if God did that. And there's other times where preachers have died in the pulpit, preachers have died early. Not always that I'd say it's from God or because of sin, but it's possible that there are sins leading to physical death. So that's what I would say for that. Now, as far as sin that doesn't lead to death, I guess that would be any other sin besides like lying to the Holy Spirit or abusing the Lord's Supper or whatever else. I don't know. I would have to look more into it, but there's a lot of probably good articles you can find on Google. I just know that those are the only two sins that led to death, and the other sins that don't lead to death, I don't know what those be. Maybe every other sin. Maybe there's a list of sins that only God knows that lead us to death, like physical death. And then every other sin doesn't lead to physical death. Of course, death means to be separated from. So sin does separate us from God, and sin does create a chasm between us and God. Thankfully, through the blood of Jesus, we are able to bridge the gap, or Christ bridged the gap, and now we can make our way back to God and have peace with God because of what Christ did. But if you continue living on sin and in unrighteousness, then that separates us from God. So yeah, that's my thoughts on it. But we don't know. We don't have a master list of all the sins that lead to death. I do believe, though, a lot of people die, and it's not always because they just died. You know, I believe that some people die in traumatic accidents and things because of demons, because of the devil. Like, the devil literally put circumstances around them so that they would die and had something to do with their death. And I also believe that God can kill people if he wants to, just like people died in the Bible from sinning. I also, if you look at Herod got struck dead. God killed him for taking glory. People were worshiping him, and then God struck him dead. So there are other places where God did kill people and strike people dead. I know that doesn't fare well with a lot of you that, you know, serve the American Incorporated Jesus of the American Incorporated Church. But when you read the Bible has a lot of stories of things happening that we might think, well, how could God be loving and do that? But at the same time, people were the ones putting themselves in these positions and, for example, lying to the Holy Spirit. So thankfully, you know, God doesn't kill people like that as often as probably we see like in the book of Acts in that story. But yeah, I don't know. I'll have to look more into it, but I'm glad you brought it up because I'll definitely research this more.
Thank you. I was very curious about that. All right. Thank you for your time.
Awesome. Thanks for calling. God bless. Somebody in the chat said, wow, Isaiah doesn't know everything. Y'all already know I don't know everything. I'm always saying I have no clue. I have to look it up. I'm not sure I'm learning. Yeah, I don't know. I'm learning. I don't remember even reading that verse. Obviously, I've read it, but yeah, interesting. So who knows what the list is, but I do think people are dying for more reasons than just natural causes. You know, yeah, I don't want to go deep into that because I'll make some of you really mad, but it is what it is. Let's take our next caller. Good question. Thank you so much for calling in. Please let me know your name and where you're calling in from.
Hey, what's up, buddy? This is Jordan. I'm from...
I heard Jordan from... Where are you from?
I'm sorry. I'm from Louisville, Kentucky.
Oh, what's up, man? How you doing today?
I'm doing well. How you doing, Isaiah?
I'm doing good. Thanks so much for calling in. What's going on?
Good. So... I don't really know how to word this, but so I don't know if I'm in need of like basically deliverance or what, but let's just say, like, long story short, I grew up in the church, and then years later I backslid. And so I went kind of down a dark path for quite a few years. And after some time, I kind of found my way back to the church, and since I've...
Oh no, I lost him. No, brother. He left the call. His phone must have lost reception or he hung up. Jordan, no. I was like, we're on the edge of our seat. What was your question? Oh man, I don't know why people are dropping out here. I don't know if Zoom, something's going on with Zoom, but three more people just left the waiting room. So That's unfortunate. Jordan, if you're in the chat, I know you can still hear me. Let me think of how I can get you back on here. If I open it back up, everybody's going to join. So, how could I do this? Oh, man. Somebody there. There was a lot of cell outages today. Cell service. Yeah, he was on a phone call. So his phone, he left the call. So how could I do this? Get a landline, someone said. Zoom has been messing up today. That's not good. Cell outages all over the U.S. today. Oh, no. Oh, no. Wow, everybody's saying cell outages all over the country. So there must be something going on. All right, Jordan. Oh, that's so lame. I'm trying to think of how I could reconnect you. I can't just let one person in. So hopefully next week you can get through. I don't know what else to do. I don't know what else to do. Let's try the next person. That's unfortunate. Thank you so much for calling in. Please let me know your name and where you're calling in from.
Hey, sorry, let me mute you real quick.
It's okay, no worries. Yeah, Jordan, if you're in the chat, type your question, bro, and I'll answer it.
Yeah, that was sad. Jordan, man.
Yeah, he dropped out, man. His phone went out, so I don't know what's going on with that.
Cool. Hey, no, but my name's Eric. I'm calling in from Tampa Bay area in Florida.
Awesome. Welcome to the call, Eric. What's going on, bro?
Really quick question. Well, first, let me just say, like, I found you back in, like, COVID during that time, and honestly, it's been, like, a blessing for my life, so just thank you for everything you're doing. Please continue to keep it going. It's
thank
really
you,
encouraging to see, like, for someone who's kind of younger, you know, I'm 27, so I feel kind of weird. I'm almost 30, whatever, but but it's all good. So, I mean, I really appreciate that. Love that, and it's been very helpful for me.
That's awesome, bro.
My question is, what advice would you give to someone that's going to be starting in ministry, specifically youth pastor? So I got an offer that I recently accepted to be youth pastor at a local church here in the Florida area. And I'm just trying to figure out how to really navigate that whole thing. I know that's a really loaded question. So
yeah, no, it's a really good question. I would say, make sure you're called. You know, anything you do that you're not called to do, a lot of people will get in positions in ministry that they're not called to do. So it's a great thing. It's an amazing thing. Being a youth pastor, being any pastor is amazing. But if you're not called to do it, you're going to end up doing it in your own strength and it's going to be hard for you. So for me, I was a pastor for 10 years and then God called me out of that to do focus on what I'm doing now and traveling and preaching and helping churches and building churches. But I'm not a pastor at that capacity and I have zero desire to be a pastor, right? But if I take a pastoral position right now without the calling or the grace, like God's not calling me to do that right now, it's going to be a struggle for me because I'm functioning outside of the anointing God has given me, outside the calling God has given me. So sometimes opportunities are amazing. Not every opportunity is from God. And I'm not saying this one isn't. It's likely this one is, but I would just say, hey, make sure that you're passionate about it and you're called. And then two, don't treat the ministry that you're joining as a train. And what I mean by a train is a lot of people in churches and ministry and youth pastors or any type of pastor is they're at that ministry until another opportunity arises and then they jump off the train and find a new place to go. And I tell people, don't treat it like it's a train where you're just riding, waiting for the next train to come, waiting for the next opportunity to come, basically waiting to jump off when something better shows up, but really treat it as I'm doing this under the Lord. God gave me this ministry. I love these young people and I'm going to take it serious. Even if it's only 10 people, even if it's only 5 people, even if it's only, you know, 20 people or 50 people or whatever, preach to those kids, treat those young people as if they're going to be the next, you know, Billy Graham, Reinhard Bonnke, whatever it is. And that's what I used to do in the early days when I was only preaching to a small group of people. I would always be like, hey, the next Billy Graham could be here. The next Reinhard Bonnke could be here. I'm going to pour my whole life into these people because the Bible has a principle of if I'm responsible with the little, God will give me more. If you're irresponsible with the little, God will take the little he gave you. So that's really the key to growing in ministry, to seeing breakthrough, to seeing growth. We all want to see growth. Nobody wants to see our ministry shrink. We all want to see health and growth in life. And the true key is, and this goes for everybody in the chat, is be responsible with the little and God will make you ruler over much. So for me, it was preaching to the 3 people at Starbucks. People like, how did you preach in stadiums? How do you have such a large following? Well, before this,
When I first got saved, I was literally preaching to three people at Starbucks. And then God said, okay, if you can be responsible with the three employees you have, then I can make you responsible 10 people, and then 10 people, and then 30, and then 40, and then 100. And then within a couple months, those 500 people showed up to my living room because God's like, okay, you guys are being responsible with the 20 or 30 people you're discipling and have. Now I could make you ruler over much. So our influence and everything that you are going to experience in ministry, remember, this is all from God. God has given you this. So if God has given me it, even though in the eyes of man, it might not be big or opulent or like, you know, whatever it is, it's still important to God. And so I would say if I could go back, it's like value the one person, value the two people. It does matter. You're not going to get pats on the back for everything you do, but God is rewarding you. God is keeping track. You know, God has a list of everything you've done for him, everything you're going to do for him. So just be encouraged that don't despise small beginnings. You know, be encouraged, be motivated. And of course, this is a given. Be in prayer. You will not survive being a pastor if you don't have a prayer life. I'm telling you right now, shout out to all the pastors in the chat that are, you know, barely surviving because they have a prayer life or only because they have a prayer life. And then fasting, prayer, and the word. If you get out of those, you get out of sync with those, you're basically going to be like a motor without oil and you're just going to struggle to continue. Mm-hmm. And don't let the ministry distract you from prayer. Don't let the busyness distract you from prayer. Don't let the responsibility distract you from prayer. Stay in the place of prayer. Stay in the place of humility. Stay submitted under the leadership of the church. And man, you're going to do awesome things for God. I'm excited for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And it's funny you mention all that because it doesn't make sense for me because I'm an engineer. So I'm going from being an engineer to doing this. So it's like,
yeah,
it's
yeah, only God's calling. Yeah, exactly. And it seems like, again, in the eyes of the world, to your unsafe family, you've lost your mind. How are you going to go from being an engineer? Because in the eyes of the world, that's highly successful, you know, and to now you're going down to be a youth pastor. Like, so the eyes of the world is you're wasting your life. And this is what they told the woman that broke her alabaster box. The disciples said, why would you waste that on Jesus? You wasted a year's wage of perfume. But to her, it wasn't a waste. And then Jesus rebuked his disciples and saying, you only have me for a little while. You know, it's like you can't waste anything on Jesus. The world thinks you're wasting your life, but you know, you're actually finding your life and you're actually gaining, you know, rewards in heaven. And it's not a waste of time. It's just the world is backwards. You know, the world is backwards. They see this as a waste, but this is true success in God's kingdom.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. So that's all I have. If you could just pray for me and I'll be good and somebody else can go.
Yeah, Father, I thank you so much for my brother. Lord, I thank you for what you're doing in his life. I thank you for the anointing on his life. God, I pray that you would go before him. I pray that, God, you'd strengthen his hands. You'd strengthen his spirit, God. I pray you'd give him boldness. You'd give him wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of you. I just pray, God, that you would open doors no man can close. And God, you would close doors that no man can open. God, I bless him today. I pray you'd use him as a prophetic voice in this generation. God, use him to raise up ministers, apostles, prophets, evangelists, teachers, pastors. Use him mightily, God. In this generation, Lord, we know he's laying down a very successful career for this, Lord. And you said in your word, whatever we lay down in this life, we'll get 100 times in the life to come. So God, we know you're going to reward him for the sacrifice. And I just pray, God, when times are hard, when he feels confused, when he feels weary, when he feels tired, that you will strengthen him and that you will uphold him and you will use him in your for your will and your glory. We give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise. God, keep us humble, keep us holy, and keep us righteous. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much again. I appreciate everything you do. God bless
you. Awesome, man. God bless you. I'm excited about what God is doing, and hopefully we can meet someday.
Oh, I'd love to see you in Florida again sometime.
Yes, sir. God bless you. We'll talk soon.
All right. Bye.
All right. Take care. All right, guys. We had 10 people in the waiting room and now there's 3. So yeah, a bunch of the calls were getting kicked off. I don't know if people are losing reception. I have no clue. I'm not in control of it. So it is what it is. If we get through these next 3 people and there's still time, I'll open the call back up. We also had 1,100 people on and then instantly went down to 500. Now we're back up to 900. So something's going on in the airwaves with the internet. I don't know, outages, I guess. Hopefully my internet doesn't go out, but we're just going to keep rolling with it. We're going to keep rolling with it. It is what it is. This is all part of live streaming. If I pre-recorded, we'd have none of these issues, but we live stream out here. We're live streaming. That's what it is. Let's take the next caller. This is going to be on Zoom, so it'll take a second to load. Someone said yes. Isaiah, it's Jordan. Oh, Jordan, what's up, bro?
Hey, what's up, man?
What's your question, Jordan? Let us know. I'll write it down and then I'll answer it after this call. Yeah, Jordan, just briefly type out your question. Mods, when you see it, repeat it. And I'm trying to do like five things at once here. So I'll type it out or I'll copy and paste it and then answer it after. We lost you, Jordan. That's unfortunate. All right. We're connecting on Zoom to the person's name is iPhone. So obviously that's not their name, but we'll see. Oh, TJ's internet was going out. Power outages everywhere. What is going on? It's nice and sunny out here in California. No wind out. Man, it's a beautiful day. All right, if you can turn your audio on, please, iPhone, hit the little mic button. We can load you in the call. AT&T is going out everywhere. Okay. Can you hear me? Hello, can you hear me? All right, your microphone's not working. Let's try again.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello.
There you
hello.
Go. I hear you. How are you?
Okay, I'm good. How are you?
All good. Right, where are you calling in from and what's your name?
Let's try again.
Can you hold on?
Yeah, you can turn me off. Yeah, it's delayed.
Oh my God.
Good. How are you?
Jesus.
Where are you calling in from? What's your name?
Jesus. Oh my God. No. Jesus.
Yeah, it's okay. Just mute me in the background. You're good.
No, Jesus. Oh my God. Oh Jesus, please.
Where are you calling in from? What's your name?
This is too much. Oh my God. Jesus. Okay, there.
How are you?
Jesus. Okay, I can hear you.
Good. Where are you calling in from?
Right here, South LA.
Awesome. And what was your name?
My name is Amy.
Good to meet you, Amy. What's going on today?
Right now, my mom just got back from Mexico, and okay. I really want to see her. I haven't seen her yet, and it's just I just get anxiety, depression when she's not around, and it really makes me because now I'm on my own, and it makes me go crazy being on my own without her. So it just that's why she's my anchor of faith, you know?
Yeah. So you just need some prayer today?
Yes, please.
Okay. Let's pray. Father, I thank you so much, Lord, for Amy. God, I thank you that you are the Prince of Peace, that your word says you give us peace that surpasses all understanding. And we just pray together today, God, that you would give Amy your peace. Lord, I pray the peace of God would just come over Amy from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Father, I pray you would deliver her from all fear, from all anxiety, from all isolation, from all depression, and that God, your grace would pour out on her today. You would strengthen her. You would encourage her. And Lord, I just pray, pour out your spirit upon her. Give her rest, God. Give her hope. Give her peace. Give her joy. And I even pray, God, that she would just draw closer to you. I pray, God, that she would just get away from distractions that's eating up her time, that's the idols in her way, and that, Lord, she would spend time with you. She would turn off her phone. She would get in the Bible. She would get in prayer. Lord, I know there's times where she feels like she doesn't know how to pray good, but Lord, we know that there's no such thing as praying good, but prayer is just conversation with you. So I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would just help her conversate with you, help her pray. As the disciple said, teach us to pray. God, I pray that you would help her. Help her, Lord, pray and seek you and know you. I pray you'd help her, Lord, to push away from any idols or sin in her life and pursue you. I pray, God, that you would reconnect her with her mom and that anxiety, that fear, that depression, that isolation, all of that uneasiness would go and that you would just pour out your Holy Spirit. Father, right now we pray you would fill her with your Holy Spirit. God, I pray you would fill her with your Holy Spirit right now. The power of God would touch her life. Your anointing would touch her life and that, Lord, you would do what only you can do. No more anxiety, no more fear, no more weariness, no more confusion. We just pray, Holy Spirit, have your way. And today, God, we say, do what only you can do. We bless Amy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
God bless you, sister. Thanks so much for calling in. And hey, I really feel like God is just saying, draw near to him, you know, spend time with him, get alone with him, talk to him like you talk to your mom. Prayer is not some religious thing that you have to be good at where you just keep repeating the same thing over and over. Prayer is relational. And I felt like when I was praying for you, the Holy Spirit was saying, I just want that relationship with her. I just want to talk with her. So when you miss your mom, just talk with the Holy Spirit and he'll be there for you, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. God bless you, sister. Thanks for calling in. God bless. Jordan, it looks like we're going to have time to open up the call again. So when I reopen the call, I have your number down, Jordan. I'll take your call first. All right, brother. So hang tight. We're going to get through the next two people and then we'll reopen the call. And everyone's dropping out from their cell service. I get it. We'll reopen the call. You can call back and I'll take your call. And there it is. All right, here we go. Next caller. Thank you so much for calling in. Please let me know your name and where you're calling in from.
Hi, my name is Jake and I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
How's it going, Jake?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. What's going on today?
So recently I just turned 20 years old and I kind of like I grew up Christian, but like I guess when I started college is when I first started really like getting to know like the Lord better, and I came across your videos and a few other people's, and my main question is like when I watch like your videos and stuff, like, and you know, when you pray and do these like live streams, you always talk about like how you could feel the Holy Spirit and you know you feel God's presence, and you know I've been praying, like I've been going to church on my own, like I've been really committed because I want to make that change in my life for the positive. And pretty much is I just like when I pray and like I just like don't feel anything, and I don't know if it's something I'm doing wrong, because you know I've asked the Holy Spirit, I've asked God to show me if I'm doing anything wrong, to like why I don't feel anything and nothing happens. And I just don't know if you know what I should do in this situation.
Yeah, that's a really good question. That's something I think a lot of people battle with, especially when you hear people talk about their experiences, right? Or their radical encounters with God. And you go, God, why don't I hear you that way or have those experiences? I truly believe, you know, the religious answer would be like, oh, brother, you don't have to feel it. And I get that. And that is partially true. But I do believe God desires to encounter us in a way that does meet our physical five senses. So where you can hear him, where you can feel him, where you can experience him. Does everybody always have that? No. Is that immediately what always happens? No. But I do believe God does touch us in that way. For me, there's a lot of times, I'm just going to tell you straight up, where I pray and I don't really feel in a physical way anything, where I don't really hear in a physical way anything. But here's the problem. We are looking at it as like our physical senses, right? So like I could hear you right now. I could touch my desk right now. I could smell something, whatever. These are physical. We've lived our entire life. You're 20 years old. You've lived 20 years thinking about functioning by your physical senses. The way you interact with the world around you is based on your physical senses. Spiritually, that's not the way it works. So whenever you're getting into God and you're going all in and you're becoming spiritual, you'll start developing those spiritual senses. And that's something that I think is probably happening to you right now. There are still times though where you're not going to feel anything. You're not going to hear anything in a physical sense, but as you walk by faith, you will in a spiritual sense. So it might not be God speaking to you audibly, but for me, it'll be like, for example, I was doing deliverance today and I heard in my spirit, and I want to try to explain this simply so you're not like, well, you're just making me more confused. I didn't hear somebody talking to me, like me and you are talking, but I just heard like a small, small voice in my head almost tell me, this is what you need to pray for. And then I prayed that, and that was exactly what the person's like, how did you know that? Nobody knows that, because I heard that still small voice. But that has taken years of developing, learning the voice of God, and tuning my ear to his voice. So I think you're going to start hearing the voice of God like that. It's not going to be as pronounced or as radical. And maybe right now you're expecting God to like knock you over or you to have this transcendent encounter where you float into the sky. But that's pretty rare, you know, for those moments to happen for the most part. Usually it's a still small voice. God is calm. And I might be 45 minutes in prayer and not feel anything, not really hear anything. But then all of a sudden, right, and I'm trying to be as like practical as possible, I'm just sitting there and I feel, I don't know how to explain it, because I'm trying to explain to you without telling you like a feeling, like our physical sense, but something just comes over me where I feel peace. Like all of a sudden I feel at peace with life. I feel at peace with the world. I feel just like a sense of joy, a sense of peace, a sense of purpose, a sense of belonging. And so it really is powerful when it happens, but it doesn't always happen. And sometimes it takes fasting and prayer and seeking God. But the Bible does say, blessed are those that don't see me, blessed are those that don't hear. And Jesus told the disciples, see what you saw and still believe. So we're called to believe no matter what, regardless of how I feel. I don't walk by sight, I walk by faith. So I'm not walking based on my physical senses. I'm just following God. I believe his word and I believe what he's doing is real in my life, and I know I trust him. That's really what faith is. So I think for you, continuing on this path, continuing getting in prayer, continuing fasting, seeking the Lord, you're going to experience God. There's going to be a moment where you experience him like that. But again, when I say I feel God, it's not this, I'm floating in the air. It's not this always like euphoric feeling. It's just, I feel a sense of peace come over me, or I feel an inspiration. So for example, like when you hear me say that in prayer meetings, like, oh, I feel God, I'll all of a sudden get inspired to pray something. So God will give me a word of knowledge. Like I'll hear the Lord say, pray for this. Or I'll hear in my spirit, like, pray for this. And then I feel God there, right? I'm speaking for God. And when I'm ministering, I feel God. Some people, they don't really experience God much because they don't do stuff for him. So today I was praying deliverance and I felt God because God was speaking through me and God was using me. Or if I'm laying hands on the sick, like, hey, I feel God moving through me because I'm putting myself in that position. So also you can put yourself in a position where you really need God to show up. You're really going out on a limb saying, hey, God, I'm going to pray for the sick person. I really need you to show up. Or, hey, I'm going to pray deliverance over somebody. I really need you to show up. Or, hey, I'm going to preach a Bible study or a sermon. I really need you to show up. And that's where God fills that vacuum when you put yourself in a place where you need him. So those are just some thoughts, but I definitely don't want you like down. I definitely don't want you with your head down going, man, I haven't felt God the way Isaiah feels God or the way my friend feels God. Everybody experiences God different. That's the beauty, is everybody experiences God different. No two people experience them exactly the same. We're all uniquely made. It's all in God's timing, and we just continue to trust him. For me, it feels like sometimes it's months of not experiencing God in a certain way, and then months of having these radical encounters, and then months of not experiencing him in that way. And yeah, sometimes I'm like, Lord, speak to me. And God's like, what do you want me to say? You already know I love you. You already know I care about you. You're on the right path. Like, you want me to speak to you, Isaiah? Do you want me to speak to you because you have unbelief? Or do you want me to speak to you because you genuinely want to hear what I have to say? So I have to sometimes check myself and go, why do I want to hear God so bad right now? Or why am I mad that I'm not experiencing him in a certain way? I have friends that have visions and dreams and, you know, they see angels every other day. And I'm like, I don't have that, but praise God. I believe for it, you know, but hey, God's going to speak to me in a certain way. He'll speak to you in a certain way. But I just want you to continue to have faith. Keep your head up. Keep seeking God. And maybe even use this as a driving motivation to continue to pursue him. Like, hey, God, I'm not letting you go. I'm going to keep pursuing you till you do something in my life. I'm going to keep pursuing you until you speak to me. Like, get stubborn. You know, Jacob wrestled God and God told Jacob, let me go. And Jacob said, no, I'm not letting you go until you bless me. So that's sometimes just something we have to do, is get that boldness and say, God, I'm going to wrestle you until I encounter you. Does any of that help? I know I'm kind of going all over the place.
Yeah, no, it helps. It's just because, like, I'm in school especially, and like I'm it's funny that engineering was brought up by the last caller, because I'm in school for electrical engineering, so it gets like really challenging sometimes. And I'll pray, and I'll pray about, like, you know, God, like, what should I do about this situation in my personal life? And then, you know, like, I don't get an answer, like, and I know he's not gonna just, you know, like, talk audibly like how you said, but when I don't feel anything at all, like I just use like my own judgment and I go off that. And I don't, and that's where like I get confused a lot, because I'm like, well, I don't want to, like, I don't know if God like wants to say something to me, but like, I'm not like asking in the right way or something. And, but what you said made sense. So thank you.
I would say keep asking, keep knocking, keep searching. Sometimes there's sin in our life that gets in the way from hearing his voice. Sometimes there's idols in our life, and sometimes we're just distant from God. You know, we're not spending time with him. So I would encourage you before bed, Lord, if there's any, do this before bed. Lord, if there's anything you want to speak to me tonight, if there's any dreams you want to give me, any visions, any encounters, God, I'm open. I'm open, Lord, speak to my heart. Okay. Do that before bed. And then when you wake up in the morning, before you check your phone, before you get on Instagram, before you get on YouTube, none of that. Wake up in the morning, spend a couple minutes. Jesus, I worship you. I praise you. God, I thank you for today, Lord. I thank you for what you're going to do in my life today. And I want you to do this in the morning. God, I'm open. Lord, if there's anything you want to speak to me, anything you want to say to me, if you want to use me today, God, I'm open for you to use me. And just let him know. Spend 5 minutes in the morning before you do anything and just let the Holy Spirit know. I love you, Holy Spirit, because remember, the Holy Spirit's a person. And if you want to use me today, Holy Spirit, I'm available. And you're going to see God's going to start speaking to you. God's going to start giving you like an overwhelming desire to pray for someone, or an overwhelming desire to share with someone. You're going to be at school and you're going to feel like somebody's nudging you. Like, if I was at school with you and I said, I hit your shoulder and said, hey, bro, go talk to that person over there. And you're like, no, I don't want to. And then I keep nudging you, right? I keep hitting your shoulder. Hey, go talk to that person. That's kind of like what the Holy Spirit does. You just get nudged to where you feel, oh man, I should go do this. And you're like, I don't know why I want to do this. And that's the Holy Spirit leading you. So I think for you, I do believe God is speaking to you, bro. I really do. I just think you're learning to hear his voice and you're going to start getting open to hear his voice. And there's some amazing Christian books on Amazon. If you just go to Hearing the Voice of God, there's some amazing teachings and books that talk about how to develop, you know, hearing the voice of God. And I've read some of these books, you know, I've studied some of this stuff and it really did help me to recognize in scripture how God speaks. So yeah, I would give you that advice every night, every morning. And I believe, you know, I believe you're going to hear from him and it's going to be clear and you're going to know every time he speaks from there on out. You know, once you recognize his voice a few times, it just gets easier and easier, but don't be discouraged. You know, maybe sometimes God's like, hey, it's up to you. Like I'll ask God, hey God, do you want me to do this? And the Lord's like, it's up to you. You know, we're not robots. So I know you know this and I'm just, for all those listening in the chat, God's not going to tell us every single thing all the time to do. But sometimes the Lord's like, hey, you could do it if you want. Either way, I'll bless you. It doesn't matter. So yeah, I would just say keep walking and you'll definitely have that moment of encounter.
Okay. Thank you so much, Isaiah. Have a great day, man.
Thanks for calling in, bro. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Take care. Yeah, hearing the voice of God is a very mysterious thing. But I think once you start following the voice, then you know, oh, that's the voice of God. And the same with the voice of the enemy. When the enemy comes and speaks, you're like, oh no, I know that voice. I know what the snake sounds like. I'm not following that voice. I followed that voice for 19 years. I'm not following that voice. So yeah, I have teachings on the voice of God. A few of them you guys should check out in the live tab or search Isaiah Saldivar, the voice of God. But it's definitely a topic we should talk more about. All right, last caller, and then I'll reopen it for about 20 minutes. So here we go. Let's take, and I'm going to try to get Jordan back in here, okay? We'll see what we can do here. All right. Jose, once you get on Zoom, I'm going to have you turn on your mic. So yeah, at any moment, you can turn on your mic. How are you, Jose?
Hi.
What's going on, brother?
Hey, give me a second.
No worries.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, how you doing?
What's going on, brother?
Oh, pretty good. I'm good. Not much. I got a question. So,
yeah, how you doing?
You want to mute me in the background? I'm hearing you twice. Yeah, I think I'm playing on your computer or your TV or something.
Give me a second.
Yeah, no worries.
Okay, better?
Yes, sounds good. How's it going, man? So what's going on?
Okay, so my question is for you is this. I'm barely just crawling into ministry. I've been in ministry for about 6 years, maybe less, give or take. And I'm just starting my own ministry. It's called Rise Up and Walk International Ministries. And I'm thinking of starting, it's like an evangelistical/outreach ministry, but I also want to start a podcast similar to you. So my question is, do you have any advice on how to get started?
On a podcast?
On starting a podcast, yes.
All right, I'm going to tell you what I tell everybody that asks this. If you're just starting now with no following and you want to reach as many people as possible, you need to do everything in short form content. So if you do film a long podcast with your friends or family or anyone you can get on, honestly, if you're new, it's just pretty much anyone you can get on the podcast, then you want to take the long podcast, so say you do an hour, and you want to cut those into 30, well, I would say 30 seconds or less, but I do 60 seconds because I talk too much. But you want to cut those.
I'm in the same boat.
Yeah, you cut the whole podcast into small clips and then post them to Instagram Reels, Facebook Reels, YouTube Shorts, TikTok. And TikTok. Yes. So that's your best bet. You know, it's very hard to get off the ground if you don't have a following already. If you're just starting, you want to post everything in short form, and that's your best bet for online. And then if you're offline, you know, be an evangelist, preach wherever God opens the door, help wherever you can, use your workplace, use your school, use wherever you can as your pulpit, and really let God just speak to you on that. But for video and audio and all that, definitely do the short form. That's going to be your best bet.
Okay. Well, I mean, I already have a small following on TikTok.
Yeah, keep posting there.
Not really what I want, but I mean, You got to start somewhere, I guess.
Well, that's where everyone's at. Yeah. So if you want to reach people with the gospel, then you got to go where people are. In the Bible, they were in the marketplace, but they're not in the marketplace anymore. They're online. Everybody's glued to their phone. I don't like it, but hey, I could either cry about it or I could reach them. So for me, I'm going to reach people where they are. And if that's TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, wherever they are, I want to reach people there. So I would say, yeah, go for it there and continue to preach the gospel there and post videos, post a lot of videos. If you're on TikTok, you know, post multiple videos per day until you see some breakthrough. And we have a really amazing time in human history to reach people. This has never happened before where you can literally make a video and reach thousands of people randomly. So it's a very special time that we need to take advantage of as the church and spread light in darkness. And definitely that's the best way to do it.
Okay. I figured that was my best bet. I can't talk today.
You're good, bro.
I figured that would be my best bet doing it online, like on Facebook, YouTube, or something like that. Because I've known you. I think I followed you since probably 2015, maybe.
Wow, that's amazing, man.
Maybe I can't remember. And how I found you when you did the first video I think I saw of you was when you did a live Zoom thing with John Ramirez, I believe.
Oh, that was back in the day. Yeah. I think that was 2020 probably.
Okay, maybe I misread the thing then. Anyway.
Yeah, 2020.
Oh, 2020. Okay, I don't know why I said 2015. But anyways, I think I saw, so then maybe early 2019, maybe.
That's awesome, man.
And I've been following you ever since, and I love your videos.
Thank you, bro.
I there's a lot of things that you post that have really, really helped me learn. I've actually been set free from a couple of stuff that you've preached.
That's awesome, man.
You just preach about something and you just like, sometimes you do like deliverance and sometimes I'm just there puking.
That's awesome, man. You're getting set free.
Right. I don't even know that happened. But anyway.
Awesome, brother.
But anyway, let me let you go. And from then I'm going to start rambling.
Yeah. And then a good channel to watch. Last thing is on YouTube, Think Media. So Think Media is great to learn about algorithms, thumbnails, cameras. And the guy that runs it is Christian Sean Cannell. He's a friend of mine. And Think Media.
Think. How do you spell media? I can't spell.
M-E-D-I-A. M-E-D-I-A is media.
Okay. I got a learning disability, so I have.
Oh, you're good, bro. Don't even worry about it, bro. You got it. All right. Okay. Check that out and then go for it.
M-E-D-E-A.
All right, brother. God bless you.
Okay. Thank you.
God bless. You're welcome. All right. Let's try to get Jordan back in. We had a few quick callers. We had 10 people and I think I've taken 4 or 5. Half of them dropped out. So let's open it back up. Jordan, get your fingers ready, brother. I got your phone number here and we'll open it back up and see if we can get Jordan in and then see if we have any time for anyone else. We'll go another probably 15 minutes, and then I'll talk to the chat for a bit. Remember, our monthly partners weekly prayer meeting is at 1:30. And listen, I'm fired up today from the deliverance earlier. We're doing deliverance in the partners call. So if you're joining the partners call today and you don't want deliverance, I mean, if you don't want deliverance, I maybe don't join because we're going after it. We're breaking the power of the devil and we're going to see people set free today. So yes, it's on Zoom today at 1:30. Oh, I locked the meeting. I'm sorry. Give me 1 second. I have to unlock it. All right. Sorry about that, Jordan. All right, Jordan, go ahead. I'm going to try to take your call first. And then if there's anyone in here, I'll take their call after. So, oh man, a lot of people getting in. I'm not going to be able to take all these calls. I'm just waiting on Jordan. So you guys, yeah, I'm just leaving it open until Jordan joins. There's like already 20-something people that just called in. Come on, Jordan. I'm going to wait for you, brother. This is crazy. Oh man, a lot of you are calling. I would stay on longer, but we are doing the weekly prayer meeting. We have so many people. There's 30 people right now that are waiting on the call. All right, come on, Jordan. Did you already call, brother? 7, let's see. Guys, I'm only gonna get to 1 or 2 more people. Maybe I should start these earlier. Let me see. I don't see you in here, Jordan. Yeah, there's like so many people. There's 40 people now waiting on the call. I tried, Jordan. I tried, but I don't see you in here. I don't see you, brother. What am I to do? Oops. Wrong screen. Okay. I'm locking it. I don't see you. He might have left. But there's like 50 something people in here now. We're just going to take a random caller. Let me check one more time for Jordan. I felt bad, but yeah, I don't see him in here. I'm going to check one more time through this list. There are so many of you guys that called in. I could probably sit here for 20 hours and still have not get through all these. Okay, we're going to take the next one random. Here we go. Thank you so much for calling in. Please let me know your name and where you're calling in from.
Lindsay Rouse from South Dakota.
How are you?
Oh my gosh, I'm terrible.
You're terrible?
Oh, freaking terrible. Actually,
what is going on?
Spiritual warfare. And I mean, I was sober for 4 years and my husband and I started having problems a year ago. And then I relapsed recently. And then I was clean for 3 weeks. And then on Friday I drank and I dropped my kids off at the neighbor's house and I said I was going to kill myself. And then I went and got high and I haven't been high on meth for like, is this really you?
Yes, this is me. There's 50 people and I randomly picked you. So this is a divine appointment.
Okay. What do we do? What do I do?
Well, you usually call in and ask a question, but it sounds like you just need prayer.
Please.
So are you on meth right now?
No, I haven't. I used once. It was last Friday.
So the last time you used was last Friday?
Yep, and then before that, it was 4 years.
Wow, and then now, and when's the last time you drank? You haven't drank since last week as well?
Last Friday, yep.
Okay. Yeah, and have you gone through any type of deliverance? Have you watched any of my content about deliverance and all that?
Oh, I watch you. I watch Mike. I watch John.
Okay, so you know. Have you checked out the deliverance map and seen if anyone will pray with you and pray you through some of these addictions?
I tried looking at it. I reached out to some people, but I never really heard anything back. So.
Okay. And do you feel like it's something that's a stronghold where you need deliverance, or do you feel like you can break out of this?
You know, I really don't even think it's much so much that. It's like my relationship with my husband is what spirals me out of control. You know what I mean? We
yeah.
have kids. I have two babies. Like, you know, his mom has them right now. And I just, I feel like he's going to take them from me. And I've been a stay-at-home mom for 3 years. You know what I mean? And so I'm just really confused that, like, life is not bad. You know what I mean? I just, the heck.
And are you mad at yourself? Are you mad at yourself for going back to this? Or is this something where you're like, there's a thought that you might do it again?
No, I don't have a thought that I'll do it again. I have a strong support system. I'm a part of like Narcotics Anonymous. And
okay.
I have a lot of, you know, I'm Native American and I have practiced my cultural ways, but ultimately I do believe in Jesus Christ, which is also a reason why I feel like I'm at this point because my husband does not believe in Jesus Christ and told me he would never believe in Jesus Christ. And then I told him, well, I don't know how long we're going to make it. And then that's when it kind of just like, I mean, it was rough before that, but that I think like really set it off. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's really hard when you're married and you want to serve God and your husband or spouse doesn't. You know, it brings a lot of turmoil and chaos into the house because it's like two opposing forces. One of you wants to serve God and the other one wants to stay in darkness. So it's definitely not an easy thing, but we'll definitely pray for you today. And I would regardless recommend trying to meet with someone for deliverance. But really, you have to be at a place where you can't go back. There's no option. There's no going back to drinking. There's no going back to drugs. I have no contact. Yeah. I've deleted all the numbers. I don't even know where to get it anymore. You just have to get to a place where you do this now for your kids and you say, man, I can't do this. I can't risk losing my kids. I can't risk, you know, CPS taking them. I can't risk ruining my life. Or God forbid something happens. We know there's a massive fentanyl crisis in the U.S. right now. God forbid you ever got like a wrong batch of something and you died like doing this, you just can't risk it. It's not worth it. It's not worth the momentary high for like every time you do drugs, especially the drugs that you're doing, you're rolling a dice. You're basically rolling a dice saying, hey, if this lands on one and one, I could die. It's just, you're gambling with your life. You're gambling with your eternity. And you really have to see sin, drugs, alcohol for what it is. It's destructive. It wants to steal, kill, and destroy. It's of the devil's kingdom. And you got to get that resolve in your spirit as well, which I know I'm preaching to the choir. I'm just trying to encourage you that there's too much at stake. Your kids need you. And, you know, we all need you. We need you to be the person God's called you to be. And that's just not going to ever bring any fruit that's going to be good, you know, doing those things.
Yeah.
But let me pray for you, okay?
Thank you.
Father, I just thank you, Lord, for my sister. God, I thank you for what you're doing in her life. Lord, I just pray that today you would break the power of addiction, God. I pray you'd break discouragement. I pray you'd break depression. I pray the chaos and, Lord, whatever demons are tormenting her marriage and trying to come between her and her husband, we pray that their assignment would be canceled in Jesus' name. Every demonic power, every assignment of the enemy, every plan of the enemy would be broken, and that, Lord, you'd bring freedom, that you would liberate, that you would set free, and that, God, you would just wash her from all guilt, from all shame, and Holy Spirit, help her to say no to drinking, to alcohol, to addictions, to everything that is not of you. Satan, get your hands off of her. You have no power. Your reign of terror is over. You will not torment this daughter of God. Leave her now in Jesus' name. The blood is against you. I just pray the blood of Jesus over her right now, God. I pray you'd baptize her in the Holy Spirit and fire. I just pray, God, that your anointing would just flow over her right now and that you'd use her. God, give her the words to speak to her husband, God. Bring resolve and bring rest in this marriage. Remove the confusion, remove the chaos, that dark cloud over her house. We just command that dark cloud to leave. I pray, God, according to Hebrews 1, you would send your ministering angels over her right now and bless her, Father. Bless this marriage. Open up her husband's eyes, God. Touch her children. Be there for them, Father. I pray, God, break this addiction. I pray, God, the thought of drugs would make her sick to her stomach. I pray the thought of alcohol would make her sick to her stomach. I just pray, Holy Spirit, set her free from this bondage. This is not your plan for her life. And we just ask you, Lord, that she would get in alignment with your plan and your will. So right now, I pray the taste of alcohol, the taste for drugs would be broken. She'll never go back. She can't go back. She can't go back in Jesus' name. But Lord, today, set her free. You said you've come to set the captives free. So Jesus, we pray, set the captives free in Jesus' name and just bring breakthrough right now. Bring breakthrough right now, Father. Every unclean spirit must go. You have no power. You have no legal right. You have no authority. I command you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth to leave her now. Leave this house in Jesus' name. You have no power. You've lost this mission. You've failed this assignment, Satan, and you must get out of this family right now. Leave this family right now. Leave this daughter of God right now. And I just pray weight would come off of her. Baggage would come off her. The burden would come off of her right now. In Jesus' name, God, have your way. Just touch her, God, we pray. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
We're believing for freedom for you, okay, sister?
Oh, I appreciate you very much. Thank you.
Absolutely. Stay in touch and stay on that narrow road, and God will see you through. You just got to be where you go, okay, I can't go back to this. I gotta really start walking after God and doing what God's called me to do.
Yep. Absolutely. I agree.
All right, everybody, okay, put her on your prayer list. Thank you, sister, for calling in.
Yep, later.
God bless you. Take care. All right, guys, keep praying for her. God is doing a work in her. So I'm gonna actually pray for you guys real quick because I feel the Holy Spirit just told me to pray. I'm gonna end the call. We've been an hour on the call. Sorry, all of you in the waiting room. I told you guys I was trying to let Jordan back in, and you guys all rapidly joined. But I just feel like the Holy Spirit, as we were praying, wants me to pray for you guys or some of you in the chat that are desperate right now. You're crying out to God for prayer and breakthrough. And today is a day of deliverance. And we're going to pray at 1:30 with the monthly partners for deliverance prayer. You can also sign up and become a monthly partner still, or join a YouTube members and get the link in the community tab and join the 1:30. But I want to also, I want to pray for you guys right now. So Father, I just pray in Jesus' name, Lord, for everybody watching, God, that's struggling, that's in bondage, that's tired. I pray, God, that you would break the bondage right now. We just pray, God, every chain would break. Every chain would break. Father, I pray you would loose them from their bondages. We command every unclean spirit to leave you now in Jesus' name. Satan, you have no power. We cancel your plan. We cancel your assignment. We cancel all your authority. And we just pray the blood of Jesus over everybody listening right now. We pray the breakthrough of God, addictions to be broken, dysfunction to be broken, anxiety to be broken, fear to be broken right now in Jesus' name. And we pray the blood of Jesus over you, the breakthrough power of the Holy Spirit over you right now. You are a victor. You are a victor. You're an overcomer. Some of you are like, I'm a victim. You're not a victim. You are an overcomer in Jesus' name. And we just pray, Holy Spirit, have your way. God, do what only you can do. Lord, I pray breakthrough. I pray deliverance. I pray your power. I pray your fire and your anointing. In Jesus' name, God, do what only you can do. And bring breakthrough over every person watching. In Jesus' name, Lord, bring breakthrough. In Jesus' name, God, bring breakthrough right now. Holy Spirit, have your way. Touch bodies, touch minds, touch marriages. Restore people today, God, in Jesus' name. Satan, get your hands off these people. Get your hands off these people. They're not yours. We pray in Jesus' name, the breakthrough power of God, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, just to come right now. Touch lives. Anxiety and depression, you have to go. Fear, you have to go. Migraines, you have to go. Sickness, you have to go. Spirit of disease, spirit of death, spirit of confusion, you must go in Jesus' name. You must go in Jesus' name. The Lord rebukes you, Satan. I let every demon know you failed your assignment. You have failed your assignment. We cancel your plans now. Every demon listening to me, we cancel your plans in Jesus' name. We say freedom. These are sons and daughters of God. They're not yours. You can't touch them. You can't have them. And we pray the breakthrough power of God in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for the freedom and the power, the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Have your way, God. Have your way, Lord. Power of the Holy Spirit, be released in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for breakthrough. Thank you, Lord, for breakthrough. Revival, God. I think next Thursday I'll probably do some deliverance prayer with you guys on this stream. Today at 1:30 in literally 20 minutes, we're going to do deliverance prayer with the monthly partners. Thank you again for those of you that are monthly partnering, those that partner with our ministry, even if it's 5 cents, 10 cents. Some people sign up for 10 cents a month. It doesn't matter. We thank you guys. If you want to partner, you can. My daughter's at the door saying, Dad, hold on, baby, I'm live. There's the links to partner. I'm going to get off in 5 minutes, and I'm going to jump on the partner prayer call. But next Thursday, I have a new setup I'm working on. I'm going to be doing some, I think I'll do mass deliverance next Thursday with you guys. And we're going to pray. We need more prayer. This is the year of prayer. We just really need to go hard with prayer. And so many people need freedom. So many people need to be liberated. There's a lot of work to do, guys. There's a lot of work to do. We need everybody to get that sword of the Spirit, that shield of faith, and to fight the battle. Okay? Everybody needs, all hands on deck. If you're hanging out on the cruise ship, it's time to get on the battleship. It's time to get off the slide, get off the swings. It's no more playground Christianity. We need battleground Christianity. We need you guys all armed and dangerous, equipped for God's kingdom. There's so much work to be done. So much work to be done. So I'm fired up today. We had some great calls. We had some tech difficulties. Unfortunately, I guess AT&T, I don't know. It's happening all over the country. And we got a few people through and all that good stuff. And maybe I'll start the stream sooner, or maybe I'll go to like 1:20 next week and go an hour and 20 minutes to give people a little bit more time. We'll see. Maybe I need to add a fourth stream and do these call-ins like a fourth stream. I don't know. But we need all hands on deck. You're here for such time as this. You're not here on accident. You're watching this like, oh, I just jumped on by accident. No, you didn't. You didn't. This is God's divine appointment for you today to be a part of what he's doing in the earth. And so thank you guys for monthly partnering, for being here, for being in prayer, for supporting the ministry, for following the ministry. We had like 1,100 on today, which is amazing. I thank you guys so much. I'm humbled by it. I don't take it lightly. I'm so blessed to be in this position. I don't ever want to get arrogant or proud or cocky or take for granted what God is doing. God is doing something in my life. God is doing something in your life. Now is the day of salvation. Not today. Now is the day of salvation, the Bible says, right now. So you can go into prayer right now. You can turn on some worship music and start praying and start worshiping. We're also going to be doing live worship and prayer streams coming soon. We're going to have live worship. You know, we get copyrighted every time we play worship music. Actually, we did live worship last time and got copyrighted, but whatever. It doesn't matter. We don't monetize any of the prayer streams anyways. So soon we'll be having live worship and prayer meetings. We're getting that set up. And then at the studio, and then I have another setup I'm working on, which is going to be, I won't tell you yet. It'll be good though. It'll be good. It's just, it's going to be good. It'll be something else though, a different setup and a different setting that I'll be praying and preaching to you guys from. So a lot of good stuff coming. We have a book coming out at the end of the year. I'll talk more about soon. Just got the cover done and all that exciting stuff. We're going to be live on Monday night. Again, pray about, if you monthly partner right now, I'll send you the link right now. By the, I'm going to get off. Just if you're asking in the chat, and I'll send the links out. And then if you're a YouTube member, it's under your YouTube perks, membership perks. Also go to the community tab. You'll find all the meeting ID and all that. I'll see you guys in 15 minutes. If you're a monthly partner, be there, okay? Well, let me say this. If you don't want to get delivered, don't join the call, because we actually are going to do deliverance today. We're going to focus on that. Every week we do something a little bit different. But today we're going to be praying deliverance over people. So if you're like, yeah, I don't want to get delivered, I'm scared, then don't join the call. But if you want deliverance prayer and you want to be a part of that and you want to help us pray for the people that are getting delivered, then we'll see you at 1:30. I'm not going to do, I guess I'll do a quick ending screen, but we're going to make it quick. Love you guys. Appreciate you guys. Salute. I'll see you guys Monday night, and we'll have new videos this weekend and a bunch of other stuff and a big announcement coming soon. Can't mention it yet, but it's coming soon. Love you guys, and I'll see you soon. Love you guys. Thanks for being here. I'll see you guys soon. God bless. Good night, guys. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the Revival Lifestyle Podcast. If you like what you heard, go to www.isaiahsaldivar.com for more content, and please follow me on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram at Isaiah Saldivar. See you next week.